Welcome.
It's your Mission Possible.
That's right. I'm the boss, RJ, and we're not wasting any time tonight. We're going to be starting out with our Hiroshima retrospective. You know, a wise philosopher said that if we do not remember our history, we will be doomed to repeat it again. And I'll tell you something, folks. I don't want to have to go through this again. I don't want to ever have to go through this again. I don't want to ever have to go out into the streets and find out that no one knows what I'm talking about. So tonight, for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go back in history. And we are going to review Hiroshima and the idea that someone should make a decision to create such pain and sorrow in the world. Well, the boss says we need to look at this America. We need to look at it closely. And that's what tonight's show is about. And then we have Brother Brad on. And we got to hear from Happy. And I'm telling you something, that was, for those of you who don't know what that was, if you can hear it, because, you know, I don't know if this is working. I never know until I play it back, and then I go, oh, it did work. But that's right, that was Symphony number nine. Now, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to take it back in history. So, ladies and gentlemen, just sit back. I want you to understand exactly how we ended up with a Hiroshima very quickly. So I did my homework, and now I'm ready to give it to you because I have to give it to you because it has to go down in the record because they're rewriting history and they're trying to keep the history the same. And I'm just telling you, an individual with a pen, an individual who can take the telescope and turn it back on them or the microscope, turn it back on them, is going to be one of the most useful creatures that ever could walk this earth. So I'm telling you, folks, I know we're connected with this here internet, and this internet is wonderful. And until it goes down, we are supposed to search and research and test this system. Now, back when the decision was made to even test the bomb, to build the bomb, Truman didn't even know about it. Roosevelt kept it under his hat, and even he really didn't understand it. And after they assassinated him, they put the man who said, you ever feel like a whole load of hay has fallen on you? So they took this man who was a Mason from Missouri, Show Me State, and they put him in the number one position. And he was at Potsdam when the whole thing come down. That means Germany, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing you have to really understand as to why we had a Hiroshima is because we were over there trying to end a war. And that's what Truman was over there to do, to get Stalin's help, to put a million Russians after they had fought against the Germans bravely. And instead of coming to Berlin, we wanted them to go to Japan through Manchuria. And so Truman was over there to make friends with Stalin and to hang out with Churchill. And while he was there, he got a letter. And that letter was from Henry Stimson. And he was the Secretary of War. And he was a Yale man. And he was awaiting General Groves. And said, I can only do this so that you can see how you follow the steps. Then type these names into the search engine and follow it for yourself. Then General Groves, who was in charge of the Manhattan Project, sent a memo describing the first nuclear explosion. And see, I want everybody to understand, before they set and unleashed this atom on Japan, they decided to unleash it on America. And it is there that I stand and I say, these people who are in power, any congressman or senator that cannot understand that we must talk about this. Because now is the time to talk about it. And it was General Marshall, or the Marshall Plan, who with Stimson closed the door and heard these words, folks. The first test bomb had not been dropped from a plane, but exploded on top of a 100-foot steel tower. The energy generated was estimated to be of 15,000 to 20,000 tons of TNT. A noble experiment, would you not say? And TNT, what is the equivalent TNT? What is TNT to atomic energy? For the first time, quote, I'm quoting now, for the first time in history, there was a nuclear explosion. And what an explosion. For a brief period, there was a lightning effect with a radius of 20 miles equal to several suns in midday. A huge ball of fire was formed, which lasted for several seconds. This ball of fire mushroomed and rose to a height of over 10,000 feet before it dimmed. The light from the explosion was seen clearly from Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Silver City, El Paso, and other points generally to about 180 miles. The sound was heard to the same distance, and in a few instances, but generally to about 100 miles. Only a few windows were broken, although one was some 125 miles away. A massive cloud was formed, which surged and billowed upward with tremendous power, reaching the stratosphere at an elevation of 41,000 feet above the ground in about 5 minutes, breaking without interruption through a temperature inversion at 17,000 feet, which most of the scientists thought would stop it. Two supplementary explosions occurred in the cloud shortly after the main explosion. The cloud contained several thousand tons of dust picked up from the ground and a considerable amount of iron in gaseous form. Our present thought is that this iron ignited when it mixed with the oxygen in the air to cause these supplementary explosions. Huge concentrations of highly radioactive material resulted from the fission and were contained in this cloud. Quote, 1/2 mile from the explosion, there was a massive steel test cylinder weighing 220 tons. The base of the cylinder was a strong steel tower 70 feet high, anchored to the concrete foundation. This tower is comparable to a steel building bay that would be found in a typical 15 to 20 story skyscraper or in a warehouse construction. 40 tons of steel were used to fabricate the tower, which was the height of a 6-story building. The cross bracings was much stronger than that normally used in ordinary steel construction. The absence of the solid walls of the building gave the blast a much less effective place to push against. The blast tore the tower from its foundation, twisted it, ripped it apart, and left it flat on the ground. The effects of the tower indicate that, at that distance, unshielded, permanent steel and masonry buildings would have been destroyed. None of us had expected it to be damaged. Everyone in the shelter room knew the awful potential of the thing that they thought was about to happen. General Thomas F. Farrell, who was with Oppenheimer at the control center, reported of explosions, searing light, and a roar which warned of doomsday when it was over. And a Dr. Kiskowski threw his arms around Dr. Oppenheimer and embraced him with shouts of glee. Others were equally enthusiastic. All the pent-up emotions were released in those few minutes, and all seemed to sense immediately that the explosion had far exceeded the most optimistic expectations and wildest hopes of the scientists. All seemed to feel that they had been present at the birth of a new age. In his conclusion, Groves wrote, "We are all fully conscious that our real goal is still before us. The battle test is what counts." So, the report was given to Truman and to our Secretary of State, Burns, and it is said that they both looked immensely pleased. Simpson said that the president was tremendously pepped up. He said, "It's him. An entire gave him a new and entirely new confidence, and he thanked me for having come to the conference and being present to help him this way." All three men felt an overwhelming sense of relief that so much time and effort that so vast an investment of money and resources had not been futile. It was not just that. Okay, I gotta stop because I got an open line here. I'm not sure why I'm hearing this echo, but it's very disconcerting. So I don't know how we're going to fix that. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm hoping somebody at BBS Radio is listening. It could be on. Stinson said that the president was tremendously pepped up. He said it gave him an entirely new confidence, and he thanked me for having come to the conference and being present to help him this way, unquote. All three men felt an overwhelming sense of relief. At so much time and effort, at so vast an investment of money and resources had not been futile. It was not just the $2 billion that had been spent, but that it was $2 billion that could have been used for the war effort in other ways. The thing worked. It could end the war, and there was the pride to that the task of such complexity and magnitude, so completely unprecedented, had been an American success. And Truman left that meeting, opened that door, and he was fortified, America. He was fortified by the news. He had a tool, a weapon that strengthened their position when it came to bargaining with the Russians as to what to do with the territories there in Germany, in Potsdam. So that day he went to the meeting and he strutted, and even Churchill, everybody noticed that there was something different about President Truman. He wasn't holding his head down. He wasn't some little mousy little man. He had a powerful weapon. He never thought twice about using it, America. And so on Sunday, that was Saturday, on Sunday morning, July 22nd, Truman went to a Protestant service, and then he went to a Catholic mass. And at 11:30, he left the church, and he met with the Secretary of War on Sunday, America. All was ready for the final operation, he was told by Stinson, the Secretary of War, the Bonesman, the Yale man. Get it straight, America. Don't tell me what you think you know. Just go and do your homework. The decision on the target cities, I'm bringing you up to August 5th, folks. The decision on the target cities was needed. Now, of course, you can't go around bombing Koto, Stimson said. That's where the emperor lives. Right there, America, that should have been a clue. All of our GIs being tortured with Americans knowing. And then when it's all over, they want to let the emperor, America is the ones who recommended it, that we keep him as the emperor. We're just going to put MacArthur over him, and then we'll engineer the new. But here is a man who is supposed to be charged with crimes like everybody else, but he's let go. That should have been an indicator right there. Koto was removed from the list. First on the list, an approved target was Hiroshima. That's the southern headquarters and depot for Japan's homeland army. Then on Monday, now it's Monday, the Potsdam Declaration that was referred to at April 16th is mentioned again, talking and calling for an unconditional surrender of Japan. This was important to America. They had based all of their war machinations on what? Pearl Harbor. But we now know in history that Pearl Harbor, our government officials needed it to happen so that they could enter the war, so that the Germans could surrender to us, and they will put them back to work against the Russians. It was a plan. It was all done in 1942. All the people who died after 42, all the men who died after 42 did not have to die, did not have to go to war. This was a sham, folks. You can go where you want to. You can salute who you want to. I'm just giving you the facts. And the facts are that American president and Congress wanted an unconditional surrender. But had Truman gone to Congress and said, but what we want to do is contaminate the atmosphere and turn all your children into dead people before they're 50. We're going to have cancer running through the world and everything. Can we do this anyhow? Because it's going to end the war and save lives. But in the end, it was our death sentence. And so all of this happened after that test. And then another secret, top secret memo. Oh, yes. It was for the Secretary of War's eyes only. And he's the man who decided to show it to the president. Operation may be possible anytime from August 1st, depending on the state of preparation of the patient and condition of the atmosphere. From point of view of patient only, some chance August 1st to the 3rd, good chance August 4th to the 5th, and bearing unexpected relapse almost certain before August 10th. Truman said that was just fine with him. Stimson wrote, Truman was highly delighted. Truman wrote of a consensus at Potsdam among Burns, the Secretary of State, Stimson, the Secretary of War, Leahy, the Secretary of the Navy, and Marshall, who was the General, and General Arnold, okay? And this, they all agreed the bomb should be used. Marshall stressed that it was the number of lives that would be saved, and Truman asked, what lives, what cost in lives would it save? And he had never considered not using that bomb. The big bomb dropped on Hiroshima August 5th. Now we're up to today. 7:15 p.m. Washington time. First reports indicated a complete success, which was even more conspicuous than the earlier test. Truman jumped to his feet because he was on the boat coming back, and he said, it's time for us to get home. Truman was exuberant. Tapping on a glass with a fork, he called for the crew's attention. Please keep your seats for a moment. I have an announcement to make. We have just dropped a new bomb on Japan, which has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT. It has been an overwhelming success. And with the crew cheering, he rushed out to spread the news amongst the boat. That's Happy calling in. Happy, hold on, I'm almost finished. One more wind-up. He was not actually laughing, but he had a broad smile on his face. We won the gamble. He has never been happier and made any announcement. He said, 16 hours ago, American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima. It is an atomic bomb. It is a harnessing of the basic power of the universe. We are now prepared to obliterate more rapidly and completely every productive enterprise the Japanese have above ground in any city. We shall destroy their docks, their factories, and their communications. Let there be no mistake. We shall completely destroy Japan's power to make war. If they do not accept our terms, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air like a witch has never been seen on earth. No manage, no mention of the damage. Lives taken, no details. Everyone just heard his message, and everybody was celebrating that the war was over. But over in Japan, there was unimaginable horror, America. Would the world ever be the same, America? Whole cities and all people in them gone, poof, gone in a fraction of a section. A weapon designed to overwhelm civilization. Truman had signed the human world's death warrant and deeded the earth to the cockroaches. Some of our scientists say that the area of Hiroshima will be uninhabitable for years. These lethal possibilities are here, and these are frightening our future and our present, and these are going to be used against us, America. My wind-up is this. Eyewitness accounts of people turned to cinder while standing up, of birds igniting in midair, of women whose skin hung from them like kimonos plunging, shrieking into rivers. I do not know how many times one fifth grader said, I called begging that they cut off my burned arms and legs. A fifth grade girl, she would remember. Oh, the ultimatum of ultimatums was made on August 5th, 1945. And today on August 5th, my wind-up, folks, we can get into this show, but I needed to share this with you so that you No, if we do not remember totally, we will be doomed to repeat it again. And it is not a pretty thing. It is not a God thing. It is not what the spirit of America is about. So, America, remember. And then, zazen. Forget it. Let's get rid of the weapons of mass destruction. Let's get rid of all of it. Let us turn our whole lives and universe over to God. Amen. Amen. How's that for Hiroshima? Hi. Happy?
Amen.
Good evening.
Amen. Brother Brad, hello. Happy hello. Ladies
and gentlemen. Let's turn our weapons into food processors.
Oh, ain't it the truth? The only thing I want to hear is zzz. Yeah. Whoop it up. Happy.
Good
we are doing our Hiroshima retrospective, but we are now in the gear. And you're listening to Mission Possible. And this is BBSRadio.com. And we just now getting ready to turn it over to Happy so she can give us an update. This is take 5 for Raw. Go for it, Happy.
Good evening, everybody. The Raw Spirit Festival will be happening this October 12th through 14th in spectacular Sedona, Arizona, rawspirit.com. In case you were wondering, it is the biggest raw vegetarian, inspirational, educational celebration in creation featuring eco-sustainable solutions and after Hiroshima, heavenly world peace. World peace is really where it's at. And we are making it happen one breath and one bite and one hug at a time. So some of the updates this week with the Raw Spirit Festival we would love to share. First of all, we now have a press release and media page. So anybody out there who would like to spread the word about world peace, about eco-sustainable solutions and healthy living, including but not limited to raw vegetarian healthy living, feel free to check out rawspirit.com, our media and press page down at the bottom of our link pages. And feel free to send out these press releases to your local papers, magazines, friends, relations, loved ones, everyone all over the planet. The next Raw Spirit newsletter is coming out by our beloved Laura Fox, who is our Miracle of Marketing promoter, coming out within the next few days. It's going to be talking about our new forum and rideshare page that she just put up in the last week. It is live, and it features four forum aspects. Number one, Raw Spirit chat group, where people can make friends right there online, Raw Spirit New Relations. Number two is the rideshare board, where you can share rides from camels to elephants to bicycles to taxis. We now have a new taxi sponsor right here in Sedona. Also, there are accommodations pages. That's the number third item, where you can share from anything from a hotel to a tent to a caravan to share under a tree beside the creek, room right there at the Radisson Resort, right there where the festival is going to be happening at this remarkable resort adjacent to the wilderness area of Sedona. Number four is Raw Spirit Festival Volunteers Chat. So volunteers can meet each other, decide who's going to be doing what, when. And the volunteers, I mean, we just want to thank you in advance. We are so grateful for the dozens of volunteers who have already contacted us that we are going to include every one of you in our program as a huge thank you. Some other exciting things that are on this press release page are the dozens of TV radio shows, such as Dr. Reverend Roxy's The Ultimate Radio Show, and also magazine articles, newspaper articles, media sponsors. People are teaming up with us left and right, wanting to be part of this show. So we're going to be filmed live at the festival by many, many different videographers, many shows. Plus, we have three media rooms, and Reverend Roxy is going to be in one of those media rooms some of the time. Also, we are now on myspace.com/Raw Spirit Festival, tribe.net, eat.rawfood.com. and a number of others that you may have heard of. I would also love to share with you some other exciting news that the founder, that happens to be me, Happy Oasis book, Uncivilized Ecstasies, which is the world's only raw, healthy living, international, philosophical poetry book on this planet, is now available as of day after tomorrow on rawspirit.com with one of our PayPal links. So it's a live ebook, or you can purchase the original book, which is just about sold out. Also, I'd love to share with you that our affiliate program is going gangbusters. We have sent out thousands of dollars of affiliate checks just this month. Laura Fox is going to be starting the Sedona Talk radio show starting next week. The show is called Raw Spirit, and she is a hostess, and there's a number of our celebrities who are going to be guests. I'd like to announce that Kathy Silvers of the Healthy Living Show will be speaking. She was featured on the Happy Days TV show. She is an incredible celebrity, super fabulous uncooking show hostess. And she also has a TV show that is going to be linked with ours. Heidi Olander of Raw Food Right Now is just joined us as our featured blogger. And you can also follow the festival on Twitter.com if you are an internet person. By the way, Elizabeth Kucinich is now going to be joining us, and her husband, quite possibly, on Sunday night. She's going to be one of our closing speakers. She is so inspiring. The Raw Food Demo area is now packed with an incredible lineup. Some of our notables are, well, first of all, headed up by Jackie and Gideon Graff of Atlanta's Soul Food Raw Sprouts Company. And we all know Lydia Kindheart of Lydia's Organics and her incredible restaurant, Sherry Soria of Living Light Culinary Institute, Shawl Adams, Brian O, who wrote that amazing 10-minute on raw food book, Joel Gadzer of the UK, Ronnie and Min, who just came out with a fantastic DVD out of Las Vegas, Suki Zoe of England, Annie Theo, who came from the Orient and is delighting America with her raw recipes, Philip Madeley, representing the Tree of Life and Gabriel Cousins, Kate Magic, also of the UK, very funny with Suki Zoe, raw food female goddess, Sergey Butenko, who I met as a boy and is now a raw food leader in his own right. He just won an award for his film at Dorit's Raw Film International Festival in Hollywood. Dorit is going to be heading up our mini raw film festival. We now have more than half a dozen films and trailers that are going to be previewed at this event, rawspirit.com, the biggest raw food festival on the planet this year in spectacular Sedona, Arizona, October 12th through 14th, 2007. I'd like to mention a couple of our sponsors. We have dozens of sponsors this year. The response has been overwhelming. However, we do still have room for a few more sponsors, and the vendors, we are pretty much closing up the vendor booths within the next couple of weeks because the final payments must be made by the end of August, and that's coming up on us pretty quickly. What's really interesting is that Liz Story of Windham Hill, the pianist extraordinaire, has given us, I can't tell you how many tens of thousands of dollars of sponsorship to play for us, totally gratis. She's going to be playing every evening. If you love classical jazz, inspirational music, you don't want to miss the Raw Spirits Festival this October in Sedona. William Eaton, potentially Sedona's finest. He teams up with Carlos Nakai regularly. He's going to be a featured musician. He's also a sponsor. Dr. Jameth Sheraton is going to be our sponsor for the third year in a row. Thank you, Jameth. We love you. If it weren't for Jameth Sheraton, this festival would not be happening. He literally brought it through. Dr. Sai Nish, a very generous donor from New Mexico, High Country Kombucha, donating thousands of dollars of kombucha, the ancient remedy for the volatility of modern living. Super Snack Foods, we have been snacking on their raw chocolates. Transition Nutrition, Himalayan pink crystal salt, alchemical yoga, Alok holistic health. The list goes on, Dr. Roxy, and on. And these people are just astounding. Also, BlendTech, that's also known as K-Tech, was probably our first sponsor this year. Cosmic Cacao may be our sponsor. Kelly, the chocolatier of Sedona. I'd also like to thank the chefs at Sedona Raw Cafe. It's now called Sedona Raw Bliss and Chocolates for making our Friday dinner. They are incredible chefs. Natural Zing, New Frontiers, Prince, Raw Revolution Bars are coming back again. Raw Vegan Radio is going to astound us. Rawfoods.com, David Wolf and Sun Food Nutrition, the Insight Hour Radio with Dr. Len Horowitz and Dr. Reverend Roxy, two of our favorite sponsors. I am humbled and delighted, Roxy, that you are going to be joining us this year at the third annual Raw Spirit Festival in Sedona, Arizona. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy, I can only tell you, you do a wonderful job every week. I'm hoping that your crew will be able to exact out of all of this and use this to further the event. I can only tell you that I'll be sending in my fee. I have my room booked already. So Reverend Rossi is already there. You see what I'm saying? I can only hope that I live to get to this event. That's what I'm going to say to you. So we're going to close out. That was Happy. She's a regular on the way up and maybe beyond, after even after October.
Outstanding, Roxy, saving the planet every week. Thank you.
One
Goodbye.
Mouth at a time. One event at a time. Happy. See you later.
We love you. Goodbye.
I love you, too. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Brother Brad.
Yes.
Whoa, we're alone now.
Yes.
How you been?
Very good, and this is the first show that I've heard from the beginning because I'm so far off the grid, and I thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know you over there in the jungle.
Well, I'm just outside of Paia, so I'm not too far out of the mix. And I really appreciate the opportunity because what you were just talking about the bomb and everything, we're looking right now at a military that has completely collapsed. And after $1 trillion like we spent on the Second World War, we have absolutely nothing for it. Our military is depleted. Our troops are down. We've been paying exorbitant salaries to our military just to get them to fight. Out of $1 trillion, if this war stops right now, we're going to have to spend another trillion to get our military back up. So Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and Cheney did it to us again. They did it in the Vietnam War. They became civil control of our military, and they just did it to us again. And guess what? I think it's going to go to Halliburton and all of those subsidiaries. They made a fortune over us this time, and we're broke.
We are broke. Busted. America's the last ones to know. But, you know, that's exactly how they play this game. That's what I was saying. Like,
yes.
The whole time Truman was talking about dropping the bomb on Japan and the whole Manhattan Project, he had the cooperation of Congress. He had the cooperation of everybody. But as soon as the bomb was dropped and they won the war and they come home and he wanted to get the labor back and get the GIs back into working and everything, nobody wanted to help anybody. Labor was spit on. Everybody was spit on. They came. All the soldiers were spat upon by the big business that had taken over the country.
They've done it again.
You know, Brad, I don't understand. You know, I thought that maybe perhaps if everybody knew that they was getting ready to be busted broke.
See?
Busted broke. Nothing in the ATM. Nothing in the checking account. It's gone. I mean, we're already conditioned to hear that, right? We had Iran-Contra, all the bank collapses. Wasn't that the first thing that collapsed before the Trade Center was the bank?
Yeah, and when we look at what the weather is doing to us, I told you after these 3 weeks of not being able to talk to you, watching the USA Today, the drought is Okeechobee Lake finally got some water in it, but it was because they brought water in from up above in the dams and the levees they have up there, and they let 6 inches in, and they said all of it would be eaten up by the mud and the dryness that's there. That means all the aquifers of Florida are way, way down. Minnesota, the lakes in Minnesota, that used to be the state of the lakes. There's people sitting on their docks. In the USA Today, it showed Alabama, where people that bought a place around the lake are now sitting in a dry lake bed on their dock with their picnic table on it, and that's all they get. This country is being drowned out by dryness, and now we have all the farmers planting corn, and it's raising the food cost of everything. The cows can't even get feed grain anymore because it's all going to ethanol.
They can't even get water either.
Yeah. See, and God can. I hate to bring this to your show because it's
no, bring it, bring it. If you said God, you got to bring it.
But it's so upbeat because that's the way He shows whether He blesses a country or He's behind what they're doing. And I think from the war and before, there's so much injustice upon this land that now we're going to have to pay. And I'm afraid it's coming in our economy. Chrysler's going to be selling Chinese-made cars. Pat Buchanan was on right after that, McLaughlin, and he said this country has lost all of its manufacturing, its service. We're even letting other countries service our commercial debt and everything through the phone system. We're not a service economy anymore. All we can do is consume.
Tell
the Chinese have a trillion extra dollars.
Tell it.
And we have just been sold down the river by all of these NAFTAs and everything. If you brought back Ross Perot, he would say back then when he was running, we have been cut off at the knees and we're bleeding. Our lifeblood of this country is bleeding out. And it's exactly what happened. We're all broke. And the Enron books are nothing compared to the United States of America's books, because when you look at how Enron hit everything and you didn't know what was going on, guess what? We're $1 trillion in debt with 55 million baby boomers ready to retire.
Get on the bus. That's what they're going to tell us. Get on the bus.
And if we can warn anybody out there that's a sprouter, I'm over here on Maui with I've lived here 22 years with everyone that's right on the new age, the vegan and everything. Store seeds, sproutable seeds, fill your garages with seeds. Everything, because you're not even going to be able to get a ungenetically altered seed anymore.
That's right. Monsanto bought up seeds to change.
I'm telling you, and all of it, as a street preacher and a prison preacher, I get goosebumps because everything, you talk about looking at history, if they just looked at the Old Testament and the Bible and how God shows whether He's blessing a country or not by the way His enemies, I heard from somebody from Canada that travels around the world, we are now hated around the world as much as Jews. We're not even going to be able to flee this country and go to another country. They're not even going to want us.
They'll want some of us because they're going to want some of us. Some of us they're going to want because what he said. I got to share this because you brought up the God, and I love it when someone brings up God. He says, you remember what he said? He said, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of heaven unless he's born of water and the Spirit.
Amen.
Okay? Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again.
Amen.
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So, it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
And by our witness, we will be kept safe from the hour of trial and testing. And what is our witness? We're not on the system. We have food and water stored like the Mormons. We're ready for the cleansing. We want to stand on top when all the rest of the people that are dancing to their drum, they're going to burn themselves up.
They're too deep. I know how you come by it, too. Like I said, I'm a rebel Jesuit. You don't get any more rebel than me. A woman Jesuit?
Well,
yeah.
Us apostolic Pentecostals, we gave up the world to go into service to our fellow man to warn them. This can't keep up. We must pay the piper. Any economy that Greenspan turns and gives us 1%, you can keep any economy alive if you loan money out at 1%. It was lower. It was as low as in the Depression. And they didn't save it. They just put it all into the housing, and now the housing boom is gone, and it's dragging us down. Get ready.
Get ready, man.
Joseph
That's
Ministry.
That's what my show's about.
Joseph, in 7 years, he got all of the money, all of the crops, I mean, all of the stock, all of the land, and the people indentured to him as slaves just for 7 years of preparation. He owned everything.
Yeah, and the Pharaoh thought he tricked him. But we know better.
No. So our goal is to be sitting on every useful item. No collectibles. I told you about gold and silver. They'll throw it in their streets. But platinum, we need it in the category. Guess what's happening in the Arctic? The haze from China and all the wood burning in China and everything, besides the soot that's fallen on the ice, it's melting. The Greenland is melting at 90 feet a day. Glaciers are moving out. 90 feet a day. We have actually changed within our lifetime this whole planet's climatology. And nobody's watching because it's too negative. Over here on Maui, some people say, Brad, don't even talk to me like that because you're adding fuel to the negativity. My gosh, no, it's just the reality of what's happening. Get your head out of the sand. Don't be an ostrich just all the way down in the sand and looking up at their butt. Be aware of what's going on. I don't want to bring negativity to everybody, but if we walk into this not knowing how close we are, we could be caught unawares. And I don't want anybody to be caught, especially if they love Jesus, because he wants us all. But where are the Elijahs? Where are the Elijahs? The SHs, they're the ones that don't come with the condemnation. They love everybody, and they just want to warn them and say, you don't have to go through this. You don't have to get stuck in the world. Get out of these cities. Get some food and water. Live the simple life. Watch it all go down. Don't sit right in the middle of it and hope that God sends you some angels to get you out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's right, because God sends many people your way, and many have been killed in a variety of ways, and others they have mocked and locked away, you see. This is what they do. They call on the very best, and then they cull the very best of us. They either bribe us or they kill us. And so today, I am concerned about who's running. Brad, give me your thoughts on this here election we get ready to come up. I love your slant on things.
Well,
we don't be asked to look at some dog and ponies in a few weeks.
I feel like I've been on the island of Patmos out here on Maui, so far away from everything, and I've been out in the wilderness for at least 5 years, but I think Clinton, and I would love to vote for Obama, but they're already fighting him by showing him that he would stand up and go after Osama bin Laden and the thing. I think we need somebody that brings peace. I would like to hear somebody that say, instead of spending war on the money, we're going to stop making arms and we're going to send out missionaries or helpers to every country to feed him and help with everything. But we can't do that. So he's fighting it. Clinton's fighting it. Thomas is in there, but it's not going to make a bit of difference, because until we get campaign reform, they're all controlled by money. Maybe not Obama. He's got a bigger base. I love
the
base.
I don't know. I don't trust anybody from Chicago. Especially, I'm not trusting any more lawyers. No more lawyers.
Amen.
All lawyers do is cover up, use semantics. You need to have a secretary of semantics, a secretary of the files, and all kinds of things when you get lawyers. I don't want no lawyers, black, white, or indifference in the office playing semantics with people's feelings.
I haven't heard
him talk about anything that has to do with the past in terms of getting people to understand the mess we're in today.
Yeah, amen.
When you live in a multi-million dollar home and you work in it like that and wearing that tie around your neck, you know different.
Well, it's going to have to be somebody. We need a WPA. We're seeing that our bridges, all of our infrastructure
is shot. We need
nine
people.
Huh?
We need nine wise people. I think we need to go to Plato and just set up the Republic again, and get them people. They don't get no special privileges. They're just there to brainstorm and to work things out and then to bring it to the people. And we need
and
to
this,
just get back.
And this is what's scary, Reverend.
What's that?
Is that before the election, a lot of people are saying that if this is all controlled, we will not see an election. There will be a terroristic act that lets him put us under martial law again, like he did on 9/11, and there will never be an election because we'll be in that high state of emergency.
Yeah.
And let's hope that doesn't happen. But if they are in control, they surely aren't going to let an independent like Ross Perot or an outsider like
I don't want
Obama
Ross Perot either,
I know.
I don't want him either, man.
I know.
He's, He's a whole nother Texan.
I know, but he was more economic. I thought he could say
paramilitary.
At that time, he could have said economic. Colin Powell says we're only as strong as we are economically, and we're broke. We only have one company making Humvees.
Easy for that black Republican to say.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? He should have stood up when he was in there because he knew that we were getting into another Vietnam. Man knew.
But they threatened him, Roxy.
Yeah, they threatened him.
You can bet that they said we'll check into every business deal that you did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at everything the rest of your life.
And he was dirty anyhow. He hang out with Richard Armitage.
I know, but
that's a drug running fool, man. If we're going to Iran and Pakistan, it's because of Richard Armitage.
Oh, and that's in USA Today. Pakistan and Turkey now. Those is where Osama bin Laden and they're going to turn. Pakistan has already got a missile delivery system. They've already got a nuclear warhead.
We gave them nukes back in the 70s. And now they're going to go there and they're going to look for the weapons of mass destruction that we gave them.
I know. But
how do we get out of it?
Sister,
how does America get out of it, Brad? Do we pray our way out of it?
We can save ourselves by... I mean, we're not going to see any economic or social or political reform until there's something dramatic that happens. So I preach to everybody. They say, Brother Brad, you give us no hope. Oh, I do give you hope. We see what's coming.
Yeah.
Now, don't be a slothful and a foolish bridesmaid. Be one that's prudent. If you see what's coming, now get ready. Get ready to sidestep this. You don't have to live in the cities. You can find something smaller to do outside of these big places, and if you do, get ready to hunker down. Get some food and water like the Mormons down in Katrina. They had their filter up in the attic. They had all their food up there. They didn't need a boat to come by for a